Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are back in for Chad Hartman. I'm Dave Schrader. Dave, do you know what time of year we are very close to?
We're close to April Fool's Day.
That is one place.
Big celebrator.
Yeah, but it's almost Hallowtween.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
For those people that love Halloween and just can't get enough of it, they find ways to celebrate Halloween year-round.
Just eat candy. That's
April
fine.
Is the six-month gap between now
sure.
and Halloween, so we call it Hallowtween.
Okay.
Maybe I just call it Hallowtween. I think it's a cool little deal. Let's make that a hashtag. What do you think? Hashtag
Done.
Hallowtween?
Done.
I like it. Joining me on the line right now is Dustin Perry. He's an expert paranormal researcher and renowned team member of television's longstanding Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunters International TV show. And he's going to be delving deep into the question, ghosts, do you believe? It's an all-new live show breaking down the boundaries between reality and the supernatural. His national tour will visit more than 40 cities, including St. Paul at the Fitzgerald Theater, for one show only, Wednesday, April 3rd at 8 p.m., and you can get tickets available at Axios. Welcome to the show, Dustin Perry. Dustin, thank you for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here, Dave. I'll tell you, I'm getting ready for Hallowtween. I got half a jack-o'-lantern over here. I got a bunch of half candy bars. I'm ready to go.
I like it. It's great. You're going to be out here. You're doing this theater tour where you're going out talking about the paranormal, ghosts, do you believe? You've been at this for quite a long time. For people that are not familiar with your involvement, what got you into the paranormal and investigating claims of hauntings?
Yeah, my gateway ghost, as I like to call it, that happened when I was 9 years old, and I had seen in my childhood bedroom what we would now classify as a humanoid-shaped shadow figure. So it's like 6 feet tall, shaped like a person, but very dark gray and vaporous in its appearance. And as a kid, it terrified me. I just covered my head and said my prayers. I was like, I never want to see this thing again. But it kind of planted that seed, and I wanted to know more about it. And then started investigating when I was 15, and now it's been over 30 years. I've been, as you mentioned, I get to work with the Ghost Hunters guys, Ghost Hunters International. Been to 27 countries looking for more of this type of activity, and it's been an amazing time.
And now you've put all that knowledge and evidence and stories into this comprehensive stage show that you're going to be doing.
Yeah, I'm very excited about Ghost Do You Believe. I think it's going to be more than what people are expecting because, yes, we are going to be looking at some evidence. We're going to be listening to some sound clips. But there's an underlying story arc as well about just our experience here. You know, we are spirits going through human existence. I feel like we're not from here. We don't stay here. But I kind of feel like as we go through this life, we have a lot of natural questions and concerns specifically about death. What happens to us after we die? And, you know, as we get older, we start losing friends and loved ones. Those questions become more prominent. And I find the paranormal and stories about ghosts and these types of activities kind of help to take the sting out of death a little bit. And I dare say even give us a little bit of hope.
John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline. We have Dustin Perry on the line talking about his upcoming presentation, Ghosts Do You Believe, coming to the Fitzgerald Theater on April 3rd. So with everything you've seen, have you been able to discern for yourself, do ghosts actually exist, Dustin?
If I said no, I think I would have wasted about 30 years of my life, Dave. I definitely believe that they exist. I have seen enough. I've heard enough. I've had enough interaction over these years to know that the other side is very real. And it doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be like some of the hokey things that you see in movies and media and such. It's a very beautiful thing to know that our energy, our spirit, our soul, however you want to look at it, classify it, does move on after this. And we do have ability to interact from time to time, which I think is an amazing thing. And it's, I've found it personally very comforting after losing loved ones to know that they're okay. And sometimes they even check in with us.
Right. And talking about the human element of life and death and the fascination that we have with this field and understanding, or at least, you know, there's the salacious nature of it when you go to horror movies and want to see these things. But there is a real element to this story and the fact that we do survive, you know, all of the trials and tribulations of humanity, and that it seems that something within us, consciousness, soul, and energy still exists, fascinates people worldwide.
Yeah, I think it's very reassuring to know that happens when we're done with this human experience. But I also think that it's something that we've always questioned, right? We've always wanted to know what happens after we pass away. We lose others when coming face to face to death. If you've actually seen somebody pass in front of you, and working for many years as an EMT and working in healthcare, you know, I've seen that happen. I've seen people pass away in front of me, and just last year recently losing my mom and seeing her pass away right in front of me, it's a very different thing to lose, you know, to see death firsthand, and then to lose a friend or a family member, someone that you care about. It makes you question things in a different way, and I kind of feel like the more you look into it, I think fascination is a great word for it. I feel like we are fascinated with our own death. And it doesn't mean we have to, you know, to be macabre about it or dark or anything like that. I think it's good for us to have those conversations. You know, there's a death positive movement that's out there where we try to get people to talk more about death, because we've kind of outsourced it. You know, like we used to four generations back, take care of the dead in the house. But now it's, you call the funeral parlor, or people die at the nursing home, or they die in the hospital. Death doesn't occur at home. So we see somebody pass away, we instantly make the phone call and they're gone. And I think taking time with our dead, it helps us to understand the life process.
Right. There was that element of us having the wake within our home, right? That's why flowers became a part of it. It was to help cover the scent of the bodies that we would have on display in our home. People would come to visit. I know my wife tells a crazy story, Dustin. Her, I think it was great-grandmother passed away. They had her at home for the wake. And when they woke up in the morning, she was sitting in her favorite chair with her knitting on her lap. She had climbed out of her casket that night, went climbed into her chair and started knitting, and then passed away for real.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I mean, but that is why we did it, because we weren't absolutely sure people were dead at that time period. We didn't have the medical understanding, like the shallow breaths, the agonal respirations, the quiet heartbeats. And so, yeah, many a time that would happen. But I can't imagine her thought process, though, waking up in the casket and be like, well, I need to get out of this.
Well, I don't want to wake anybody. I'll just start knitting again. That's everybody's Nana, right? Everybody's Nana is just willing to make that extra step. Crazy stuff. So our talk and text line going, ask this dude, what's the weirdest thing he's ever seen? So, dude, what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen?
This is going to be, and I know it sounds crazy, but people always ask, you know, have you seen spirits of animals? And everybody wants to see it, like their cat or dog or something that passed away. I was at I was in Kentucky and at Waverly, and down there they have the old body chute where they, you know, they would put people passed away, tuberculosis and things. And I was doing a live Halloween show, and I was down in that body chute with Miss Chris Williams, who's an investigator on the program. And as we were investigating, we went down too far and they lost our video signal. So we start walking up. Chris has to stop to tie her shoe. And as I'm standing there in the body chute watching this little bit of water kind of run down, I see this black and white kind of warbly motion start coming toward Chris. And our camera operator is like, oh, look out, there's a skunk. We move over to the side. And what looks like a skunk stops, and it, like, kind of wobbles around a little bit, and it looks like it melts right into the ground. And I looked at Chris, I'm like, now we have to tell people we saw a ghost skunk, which is possibly one of the worst spirit animals I think you could possibly see.
How dare you? That's so racist. What's wrong with a ghost skunk?
I just, you know, they I think they don't have the scent in the afterlife, which is good. There's no phantom scent. But still, like, I wanted to see, like, you know, like a brilliant deer or a stag or something, like, magnificent. I just get this
you get the ghost skunk.
Yeah.
another listener says, Dustin, I don't like to talk about it, but I saw the shadow people as a kid, too. I'd get chills, feel almost paralyzed by fear, then eventually lose consciousness. Did you have similar feelings in your experiences?
I was absolutely terrified. I mean, I peeked back out to just verify it was there. It was still there. Covered my head back up, and like I said, I just prayed it away, and I never saw it there again. But my parents were awake. They're at the other end of that hallway. The hallway light's on. I can't bring myself to even yell to get them to come. I was so afraid of this thing. I did. I felt paralyzed with fear at the time. And now I've been fascinated with the shadow figures, the various shadow entities that are out there, and they've become a really big part of our paranormal culture.
If you have a question or thought about this, you can hit us up on the WCCO talk and text line 651-461-9226. And that's what this listener did. My husband passed away 3 years ago. Since then, he visits by lighting up my cell phone at night periodically. It's been powered off during those times. You're right. They still make their way. The energy is still there showing us that we're not alone, Dustin.
Absolutely. And I find that to be very comforting. I actually had a cousin who passed away just about a year and a half, 2 years ago now. And my my other cousin, his brother, will still get missed phone calls from his deactivated line. And it'll still randomly happen. And so that the ways that they communicate, it continues to adapt and grow with our use of technology. And they find ways to let you know that they're around.
Ghost Hunters' Dustin Perry shares paranormal stories and evidence in his new stage show, Ghosts, Do You Believe?, coming to the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul on April 3rd. You can get tickets at Axios, AXIOS. Find out more information about that. We have to take a quick break. We'll come back with Dustin Perry. We'll do that next right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 2:49. It's the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to receive 75% off installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows. Ghost Hunters' Dustin Perry on with us right now. He has a brand new stage program coming to the Fitzgerald Theater next Wednesday, April 3rd. Ghosts, Do You Believe? Spine-tingling experiences and visits of over more than 40 cities throughout 2024. So make sure you keep up with Dustin to see him. Dustin, one of our listeners said, I discovered about 10 years ago that I pick up and feel energy in places where there is paranormal activity, old hotels and restaurants out on the East Coast. I immediately ask the business owners if there's any paranormal activity that's ever been seen, and it's always confirmed back with a yes. Recently, our family went to the Chanhassen Dinner Theater here in Minnesota. My daughter felt energy in the bar as she was passing by the entrance, of which I also felt the same energy. Sure enough, they also have ghost sightings there as well. The hauntings,
the hauntings are
everywhere, man.
I think it really says a lot about our, like, our spirit abilities, you know, and in investigating what we do on a lot of the shows, there's so much equipment, right? We have all these things that light up, we're filming things, we're recording things, but still, I feel like inside there's our natural spiritual element. If we're spirit trying to communicate with spirit and trying to pick up on that other energy, I don't know if we always need all the bells and whistles and gadgetry. I kind of feel like we have those natural abilities. And now some people may be able to tap into them a little bit more than others, just like any other thing. Like, you practice it, you work with it, but we live in such a noisy world with so many distractions and divisions and everything else. We don't make a lot of time to work with our own spirit abilities, our own spirituality, even if we think about those things. You know, it was so many of us, it's just a rat race, sit in traffic, go to work, come home, try to pay bills, watch a little TV, go to bed, do it again. To work with your own spiritual abilities, I think it's something that's kind of fallen to the wayside, and I think that's really sad that that has happened. I think that our older ways may have been quieter, but I think they may have been better for us.
You bring up an interesting element about our own spirituality, and obviously if we can influencing these pieces of equipment as we see on all these paranormal TV shows that are out there, how do we know that during an investigation, Dustin, that you and your fellow team members are not the ones influencing the equipment inadvertently, your own energy and spirits that are not the dead or the ghosts that are residents of those locations, but it's your own spiritual influence on the things that you're doing?
I think that might happen more often than people are aware of or that they'd want to admit to. And I've done some experimentation with a friend of mine, a fellow researcher, Brian Cano, and we've done times where we'll sit and try to imprint a word onto one of the recorders. You know, we normally have these recorders and we're asking the spirits to leave us a message, say this, say that. But we'll just come up with our own word and try to focus it with our investigation groups. Have everyone think of the same word for a minute. Try to put it onto this recorder, however you can. And more than half the time, we've been able to get that to happen. Now, is that spirit intervening and helping us anyway? Or is it the collective consciousness of 30 people sitting around a recorder for a minute straight, staring at it and envisioning the words or trying to imprint the words or send the words to these devices one way or another and having it actually happen? You know, I've gone down to the Ryan Institute down off where Duke University used to have it at one point. But they're off campus now, and you walk through there, and they've got all the old dice predicting machines. They've got bent spoons and all these things that they work with people to develop their psychic abilities or their spiritual abilities. And I kind of feel like there's a lot to be said about that, and I think we're more powerful than we give ourselves credit for.
And visiting, I believe the Fitzgerald Theater is haunted. So are you going to try to do any live, real-time EVP work, electronic voice phenomena, where you try to record the voices there?
I'm not going to be able to do investigation on stage when I'm there, but since I am going to be at all these wonderful locations like the Fitzgerald Theater, I'm definitely incorporating some of their own haunted history into the presentation. So every theater we go to, we will talk about the paranormal activity that happens at these venues. And if I get anything backstage before the show, I will definitely bring it forward and present it.
Fantastic. We've only got a couple minutes left together here. How many years now total? You've been about 30 years you've been doing this investigations?
Yeah, it'll be 32 this summer, Dave.
What is the biggest takeaway for you regarding the spiritual realm and why they still stay here?
You know, I kind of feel like some of them linger a little bit more than others. I think some visit more than others. I never believe, and it's my own belief, and everyone can have their own thing. We don't have to sing from the same hymnal. I never believe spirit ever to be trapped, which is a word a lot of people use. I just think that, just think about our own lives right now. Like, how many times have we gone back to our old neighborhoods, driven by our old school, the house of our old boyfriend or girlfriend, just trying to relive those moments, that recapture that energy one last time as we get older. Now imagine you've passed away, you're out of your body, and you can go wherever the heck you want. Like, of course you want to go check in on family and friends. Of course you want to go visit the place that you hang out or work or whatever it may be. And so I think there's a very natural reason for us to do these kind of things. And I don't think it's scary. I don't think haunting has to be dark and frightening for people. It can be a little off-putting. It can be surprising. But I think it's really a beautiful and loving thing.
If people are interested in seeing if their loved ones are around them, do you recommend that they try to reach out, or that they, you know, investigate their own home to make communication with those spirits?
I personally think there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, everyone's got a cell phone, right? And all these phones have audio recording abilities. You don't even need to go buy any fancy equipment. Just put it on. Hit record and put it down, like in your loved one's favorite chair or wherever they would sit at dinner. And just try to talk to them as if they were there and see, you know, if anything comes through. And it may not happen the first time, second time, or third time, but make it a ritual. Like certain days at certain times, you know, Wednesday night at 5 o'clock, I sit here and I try to talk to Uncle John right at the table. And see if anything comes out of it. You know, a lot of times we try once, we give up. We don't know how hard it is for them to communicate. And I think we need to kind of signal that we want to do that. And I think it's a wonderful idea.
There's a lot of people also that have the belief, though, that if you're communicating with spirits, it's always something evil, just disguised in this way for us. How do you allay people's fears about that?
Yeah, there's always been a lot of that. And I think, unfortunately, very much of it comes from people that may be overzealous with their religious understandings, and also the influence of media, movies and those kind of things, scary books, scary stories. You know, everyone wants to go burn their Ouija board in the backyard, that kind of thing. I really feel like, I mean, speaking just from my own experience as a Christian, I look at the Old Testament. People walked down the street and talked to angels. People communicated with the dead. There was conjuring of spirits and talking to spirits. It was not that out of the realm of the norm. But now we believe everything has to be dark. Everything has to be demonic. Everything has to be evil. And although I think there is definitely a light and a dark side to both the things in this world and the spiritual world, I think there's a very noble adjustment of things that we have the ability to talk to those that we loved and that loved us, and that we should be able to do so with fear being much less than our faith.
Ghost Hunter Dustin Perry will be live here in the Twin Cities at St. Paul at the Fitzgerald Theater next Wednesday, April 3rd. You can get tickets at Axios, that's AXIOS, access accounts. So just check out www.axs.com and look for Dustin Perry, P-A-R-I, to find more information. Dustin, I'll be at the show. I look forward to seeing you there, my friend.
Sounds great, Dave. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Fascinating stuff. What a bunch of great guests and conversations today. I want to start off by thanking Owen Evans, a young country singer who launched our program this morning or this afternoon and shared some music, live music and stories. To our friend Jeff Belanger, the author of The Call of Kilimanjaro, helping to motivate and keep you moving, always reaching towards the goals. The Deerfield Massacre is the new book out by James Swanson, and he joined us as well, so make sure you check out those books. And don't forget, go see Ghosts, Do You Believe? At the Fitzgerald Theater, April 3rd, right here in the Twin Cities. That's it for my time. Thank you very much, Dave, for producing and being a part of the program with me today.
It was a pleasure. It's first time, and I'm sure we'll be together again soon.
That's the hopes. And thank you to Chad Hartman. I'm sure he'll be back again with you real soon. I'm Dave Schrader, and this is News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.